Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 3, we were taught we are saved by faith and not by any of the works that we might do. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We have to preach in the power of the Holy Spirit. We've got to preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. They need to understand, they need to repent. One of those evangelists said, I went to a church, fundamental church, and they preached like you preach, and nobody got saved that morning. You know, I can tell them, well, you know what? Why don't you stand down front and see how many people walk the aisles and get saved at your contemporary churches each Sunday? Now, they'll take one church. And now, just imagine like this. Let's imagine one of you that are listening. You're a Christian, and you got caught stealing something. And I say, okay, that Christian there got caught stealing something. He's a thief. Therefore, if a person's a Christian, he's a thief. Is that ridiculous reasoning? And these men claim to be educated saying these things. You know, some of the most educated men that I hear from argue from a philosophy that the Bible, when its light is shined on it, shows the greatest ignorance. I have known men that with eighth grade educations that have more understanding spiritually than men with letters after their name. Just find that kind of interesting. And kind of got off there on a rabbit trail, but it was a good trail. And I think these are things that you need to be aware of in this day in which we live. Now, again, circumcision, it is the doctrine that they had in that day. It was God's sign to Israel, showing the Savior of the world. It's a doctrine of holy separation. And by the way, even in this New Testament age, we are to be identified with our Lord in this day as being separated, that is, in the world, but not of the world. See, we need to ask God to help us understand His holiness and how it is to be applied and incorporated into our daily life. You see, there is not a doctrine, not a testimony, not a precept, which Jesus Christ has laid down, and there's not a promise which He has given which does not lead to the promoting of holiness in one's life. That's how you can sometimes check it out. If something appeals more to my flesh than it does my spirit, because the flesh and the spirit war against one another, and Satan, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, parades as an angel of light, so he'll try to deceive. So we need to understand that we are not going to walk in the flesh. We need to walk in the spirit. So what we're seeing then, that Abraham was saved before he was given the sign of circumcision. He was saved the only way God intended any man to be saved, and that is by faith. By the way, whereas they had circumcision, we have baptism. In both cases, salvation comes before those things. Circumcision does not save a baby, and baptism doesn't save a baby. You must be born again. Abraham believed, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He was not saved by the works of the law because, really, the law had not been given. He is saved by faith in God's word. As Romans 4 shows, he was. As a matter of fact, David, in Romans 4, is also saved by faith, and David is during the law. Now, the Judaizers are teaching that circumcision and deeds of the law are necessary to stay saved or even be saved. Now, if that is so, they're pointing to Abraham as the spiritual and physical father of the nation. It shows also Abraham couldn't have been saved since Abraham didn't keep the law. He also broke it. See, it was counted to Abraham for righteousness, just as righteousness is counted to us by faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." The heart that believes unto righteousness is not our righteousness. The heart that believes unto the righteousness is the righteousness of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, it is interesting that the word accounted is a legal term, meaning that something was given to one's account to make a full payment for that person, and that it was given by someone else. I think of John chapter 4, 23 and 24, where the Father is seeking those that worship him to worship him in spirit and in truth, because our righteousness just won't do it. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." We've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. So the wages of sin is death, but the gift, you see, it's given to you. You don't earn it. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you don't pay for it. But someone gives of the good pleasure of his heart. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did, of the good pleasure of his heart. He gave salvation to the one who by faith turns to him and gives him their heart and life. And he pays the entire amount. Yes, my friend, as the hymn says, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Now you understand why, again, Romans 4 speaks of David during the law and Abraham before the law, were justified and counted for righteousness by faith. Theirs was to turn from self and turn to God in complete trust. That is why Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And as we just said, Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation." Why? Because it shows who made the payment, and the result that payment has for us who receive him. This then shows that Abraham's act was not a meritorious action. It wasn't something that was deserving of reward. Rather, it shows Abraham casting off his works and merit and accepting God's way of bestowing salvation. Righteousness, then, would not be human righteousness of any kind. Rather, it would be the righteousness demanded by God to be accepted in his holy presence. As Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned, that's me and that's you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ's righteousness is added to my account when I by faith turn to him and from self to allow him to take the sin problem That is, the power of sin over me and its penalty. And in the future, its presence from me. You know, religion operates on the principle, I obey, therefore I am accepted by God. The basic operating principle of the gospel is, I am accepted by God through the work of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I obey him just as his child. I obey him. What a great blessing that is. Now I can know that I'm saved and not have to wonder if I'm saved, to wonder if I have enough merit to be saved. Now, this is how we are the children of Abraham. You see, verse 7 shows it is spiritual. Let's read again verse 7 here of Galatians chapter 3. He says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And this is why I support Israel and acknowledge the land as belonging to the Jew. Because God's promise to us of being his children is only as good his promise to Abraham and down to Isaac and finally to Jacob. So, if God does not keep his unconditional promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then how can I expect him to keep his promise to me? But God cannot lie. So because of his promise to Israel, it's good to us as well. See, Abraham is not merely the ancestral father of the nation of Israel. The Judaizers were keeping it in the physical realm only. Again, that's why it was so important that Jesus, when he was on earth, make that statement again in John 4, 23 and 24, when he said that the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, Jesus was correcting the Jews about the most important thing. That is, they need to understand that there needed to be a heart connection to Jesus Christ, a heart connection to God. It wasn't the physical, it was the heart that they needed to see, and they had missed it. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.